and would like to turn with us this morning for a portion of reading. Proverbs in the third chapter, very familiar reading. It's something that the Lord gave me earlier this week, and we have tried to study this out and follow His leadership and His guidance. We certainly want Him to get all of the honor and glory this morning. But the third chapter of the book of Proverbs, and we'll start with the first verse. And it says this, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son in whom He delighteth." And we'll stop our reading right there for a few moments of time. We have more scripture that the Lord has given us if He should direct us in that way. But if we could title this this morning, and it may have a strange title. It may not seem strange to some of you, but some of you it may. If we could title this morning, it would be "The Leader Wrote the Book." And I don't know how many of you all have ever been on tour guides or been on a tour or had maybe a professor in college or a professor in high school, and they really seem to know everything about the subject that they taught. And if you've been on a tour, you always want a tour guide that knows a lot about the tour you're going to be on. I've been on several that you go on them, and obviously the tour guide has no care in the world about what he's teaching, what he's showing you, about what's going on around him. He has really no idea what the subject matter even is, so therefore he's not knowledgeable about the subject that's at hand. And I've had a lot of professors in college that had no idea about the subject they were teaching, and if they did, they didn't even teach it correctly to the point that anybody could ever understand it. So I thought about "The Leader Wrote the Book." Who's the leader this morning? I feel like I need to define a few things. The leader would be God Himself. And the book today would be the Holy Bible. And I want to say this. We know that the Bible was written by a lot of different men. We know that there were many people that had their pens written down by the Bible. We know that they added a lot to it. But we also know that the Bible is inspired directly by God Himself. I want you to know this morning that everything that is within that book was inspired by God, because He let somebody know it needed to be there. He knew everything that needed to be there for you and I this morning. And I want to say today that our leader, God Himself, is the one who wrote the book. So the one that is leading us knows all about what's inside there. He knows all about the course that we are on. I'm glad this morning that God is my leader. I'm glad this morning that God is the one that directs my path, because I want you to know this morning, there is no way I could do this on my own. There's no way we could live in this world. I don't know that there's any way that I could live in this world. I know there's many people today that don't acknowledge the Lord. And if the Lord will help us, we'll get into some of these scriptures. But I want us to know today that there's many that do not acknowledge Him. And they don't have somebody that leads, guides, and directs their life. And what a sad shape, what a sad state of affairs it is for those that does not have the one that I have that directs everything that I do or should direct. Everything that I do. Now Solomon wrote the first proverb to the 29th proverb, we believe. We know that Solomon was a wise man. The Lord granted him that. He gave him a lot of wisdom.
And I'll say today, if we'll take these scriptures and we'll implement them into our own lives, we will gain wisdom by having these in our heart and having these in our knowledge. I'll say this, we all need an arsenal of things that we can use in our daily lives to go back to that will be a help to us. We need them. We must have them. And I'll say this, the best arsenal that anybody, the best thing that you can have in your disposal or in your hands, your grips is the Bible and the Lord. I was thinking of an old song that my grandparents used to have on a tape that they would listen to every place that we went. And it had, "I'm using my Bible as a roadmap." And I thought, when I was growing up, what do you mean a roadmap? There's not a lot of roads in there. But I thought, the more that I get older and when the Lord saved my soul, I thought how true that is. I'm using this Bible that God has given us, that He has inspired somebody to write so that I could use it in my life, so that it would guide me in everything that I do. Because He's the leader who wrote the book. Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. I thought about these two verses of Scripture, and I guess quoted Scriptures that people use. I guess these are two that are used more than almost anything. If somebody has a problem or somebody goes through something and they'll quote these verses and say, "Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all of thy ways He will direct thy paths." And I think that is a very true statement. I believe in telling people to trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. I believe that saved people, even as saved people, we know that we've been saved. We know that in order to be saved, that we had to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. But I'm going to say today that we must still continually trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. It doesn't matter what we do or where we go, we need God in everything that we do. We've got to trust Him. We must trust the Lord. We must have the Lord in what we do, because I'm saying today that if we don't trust God, we're going to live a life that will always have us skeptical. And I'll say this today, I am a very skeptical person a lot of times. When people tell me things, I'll often question it. And I believe the Bible allows us to be, the Lord allows us to be a little skeptical. He says, try the spirits. I believe in trying the spirits that the world throws at us, because I'll say this, not every spirit is of the Lord. I want us to know today that sometimes we get a lot of feelings and maybe they aren't of the Lord. We get a lot of feelings and maybe the Lord isn't directing us that way. Maybe God is directing us another way. And when God directs us, we will know that. I am inclined to believe that when John wrote down that the Lord is the good shepherd, that the sheep know His voice, I'm inclined to believe that I know that voice, that I have the ability to hear that voice. Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart, and lean not to your own understandings. In all of thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy paths. When it talks about the good shepherd, I thought about this. Every single one of us that have been saved by the grace of God, we are being shepherded by the Lord. He is leading us. He is guiding us. He is getting us to our destination. And I'll say this, our final destination is heaven above. Those that have been saved, our destination is directly there. But I'm so thankful this morning that I don't have to go around in this world going to the left or to the right, as we talked about in Sunday school just a little bit. Brother Colin mentioned those verses in Joshua in the first chapter, and he said, "I will be with you if you don't turn from the left and to the right, and I will uphold you with my righteousness." When we begin to turn to the left and to the right, and we don't let God lead, guide, and direct in everything that we do, we find ourselves in a lot of trouble. I thought about Joshua a lot this week, and I'm not going to call it the book of Jericho if the Lord will help us this morning, but I thought about Joshua a lot this week, because I want us to know today he was going somewhere that if God wasn't in it, if God wasn't leading him, it was going to cause him a lot of trouble. But God did lead him. But God made it very clear, do not turn to the left and do not turn to the right. You go straight in the path that I have given you and I will be with you. I think that's true for us today. I think God has us on a path. I'll say this. Every single one of us that are here today and have a salvation experience, we have a job to be doing. We have something that God wants us to do. I'll say this about the Lord's leadership. And if the Lord will help us, that may be the underlying theme of this message, is the Lord's leadership. Because I want us to know today that we cannot lead ourselves. We cannot do things on our own. We have no way to be able to know everything that's all around us. We have no way to know. You know, I'm almost like one of those horses that they put the blinders on. You know, I can see the path that is directly in front of me, but oftentimes I cannot see the things that are all the way around me because the Lord has me on a path. He has us on a way that seems right, not to man. I spoke about that a little bit a couple Sundays ago. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but there is a way that leadeth unto destruction. God has us in a way that He wants to lead us in. Now I'll say this for the Lord. The Lord can lead us to do things all day long and we can still turn from Him. We can have a direct leadership from the Lord. When John said that He is the Good Shepherd in the Gospel of John, when Jesus was saying, I am the Good Shepherd, the sheep know My voice. The sheep cannot listen to His voice too. You know what the shepherd has to do? He has a staff that he uses. And he has to correct them. He has to drive them in the way that they need to go. And I think that's a lot of the ways that we are. He says, in all of thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. If we're not listening to the voice of the Lord, if we're not listening to God when He speaks, He will direct our path with His staff. He will make sure that we're led, we're being led in the right way. You know, I thought about this. Have you ever seen a staff? It's a big long pole. And on the end, it has a curved part on it. And sometimes we get off path a little bit, and sometimes God has to reach down and grab us and pick us back up, set us on the path, and get us going again. But I thought about that a lot this week, and how the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me beside still waters. You know, David got it right when he said, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is what leads me. The Lord is what leads every single one of you. Over in Romans, it says, for those that are led by God, by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. I'm going to contend today that God does not lead lost people. He draws lost people, but He leads saved people. I'll say this, there's never been a lost person that has ever been led to do anything by God. I am convinced today that when God leads us, we are saved because God is directing us. But when He draws us, we are blind. And guess what? He has to draw us to Him because we cannot see the way necessarily to Him because He has to go get us. That's why I believe the Lord tells us that He draws us when we're lost sinners, but that He leads us when we have been saved by the grace of God. I'm thankful for the Lord's leadership this morning. I guess the first time that I ever followed the Lord's leadership was the day that I joined the church at Pleasant Hill. You know, I'd been saved for about a year. Most of you all know this. And I had not ever told anybody that I had been saved. The Lord, every time they would open the doors of the church, and if you know them at Pleasant Hill very much, they'll open the doors of the church 15 times in one service to get a point across sometimes. And they would do that and they would go into these services and I'd be just as saved as I could be, and the Lord would be leading me down to join the church, and I wouldn't do it. Until one day, first Sunday of a revival in July of 2005. It's the second Sunday of that July. They opened the doors of the church and there was the Lord. He was just leading me. And now I want to say this. Some people say God leads them this way and He leads them that way. I'm going to say today that God knows how to get our attention. He knows how to best guide our path. Sometimes God speaks in a very clear voice, and sometimes it's just by our heart letting us know that we need to do something. There have been many times I've been in church and I've been needing to do something, and God would just be all over me, and my heart was just about to jump out of my chest just knowing that God was leading me to do anything scared me to death, but I also knew that when He led me that He had a reason for leading me. You know, I will say this, the first time I ever followed the Lord, there was a couple more people, I believe, that joined the church right after I did. I can still see her today. I was sitting about where my dad was in the row in front of him. And I walked up to the altar, and there was a little lady that sat about halfway in the back of the house. Her name was Sister Bessie Combs. And she come down the aisle, and she was just shouting. And she was thanking the Lord for saving her soul. And while she was coming down the aisle to join the church, the Lord blessed me the first time that I ever stepped out and followed Him. I'm going to say today, when we follow the Lord, He will bless us. Why? Because He intends for us to be good sheep. He intends for us to do the things that He would have for us to do. I'm going to say this also. Sometimes I'm the little sheep that runs around trying to cut everybody off and running around in circles acting like I have no idea what I'm doing. But God still leads me and He still directs my path. Because why? Because I acknowledge Him. I believe we must acknowledge the Lord. What else can God lead us in? I'm a firm believer, and I believe you all are too, that we need Spirit-led services. I am very sure today that all of us enjoy those times when God leads people to do things. I love those times. But you know, I'm one of those people that God can be all over me, leading me, pleading with me to do what He'd have for me to do, and I'll dismiss it. I'll let Him pass on by, and I'll say, Lord, You can find somebody else. Lord, You can have somebody else to do this. But I'm convinced today that God has jobs for us. Not everybody is somebody that testifies every Sunday. I've known some people that could testify every Sunday, get in a big way, and the Lord just blessed them all over. Sometimes God leads us to be prayer warriors, and I believe that. I believe there's some good people that never say a word in God's house, that God leads them to pray in a moment in a service, and they're willing to do that, and that helps. I believe in the leadership of those things. I told you about trying the spirits. I believe that we need to try the spirits. But I believe we need to follow the Lord when we make sure and we know that God is leading us. There have been many times in my life where God has led me to do something, and it's not even just in the church house. You know, God leads us in other things as well. He leads us in all aspects of our life. He should. If He doesn't, we're going to be in trouble. If God doesn't lead you in everything that you have to do in this life, I'm going to say today we need to hit our knees and find the way that God can lead us best. But I am convinced today that God leads us in other areas of our life. There have been many times that I've had someone that I needed to talk to about their soul. Or I needed to pick up the cell phone or the phone and call them and ask them about how they stood with the Lord, and I have dismissed that. I'm sure today that God has allowed me to miss a lot of blessings because I robbed Him. As Amos says, he says, will a man rob God? Sure, a man will rob God. God wants to bless us, and I believe when He blesses us, He does it because He loves us. I believe that with everything that is within me. And I am sure today that God wants to be the leader of our life. Just keep those verses on hand, if you will. The Proverbs, the third chapter. Turn with me to the Psalms 143 in the 10th verse, 9th verse. The 9th verse says this, deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto Thee to hide me. Teach me to do Thy will, for Thou art my God. Thy Spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Teach me to do Thy will. You know, I've heard a lot of people say that they want to do the Lord's will, and I've also heard this, and I'm not downplaying what you're saying. I understand what people are saying when they say this in their testimonies or something. If the Lord's will that He would save such and such person, I believe it's God's will that everybody would be saved, but guess what? The will has to include, it has to be somebody seeking the Lord. God wants to save everybody, but you want to know something? They're going to have to want to be saved. They're going to have to want that. God has led me a lot of times to go talk to somebody and they've refused me. The Lord wants that person to be saved, but guess what? They're going to have in their will. And I'm going to say today, there's the Lord's will, there's our will, and sometimes there's the will that comes out of the wash from all three. I'm going to say today that God does not barter. He does not make deals with anybody. But sometimes our will steps in front of the Lord's will. I'm going to say that God's plan for everyone is perfect. I believe that. Romans 8 and 24, I believe it is, 8 and 28 maybe. It says, I'll just turn over there and read it if the Lord will be our helper. We don't want to misquote it this morning. But it talks about for them, for the good that works for all of them. I want to read it if the Lord will help us. Romans 8 and 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. I will say today that God, everything that He leads us to do, everything in our life is for the good because we love Him. And called according to His purpose. I believe in people making their calling and their elections. You're making sure that you're saved. I believe in that. I believe that God calls and leads people to do other things. Here in this church and in the Missionary Baptist churches that are like us, we believe that God leads and calls men to preach. There is nobody else that can make a preacher. There's nobody. There's no institution on this earth that can make anybody preach. God has to do that. And when God leads somebody and He calls somebody out to be a preacher, guess what? It works to them good. It works to the good for what God would have to be done, because I'm going to say today, we're living in a land of the dying. Everywhere that we look, people are dying and people need to know the true plan of salvation. So when God leads us, and I'm going to say today that God leads us to people sometimes. There have been people that have been special to me that I have tried to talk about the Lord to. And I believe it is the Lord's will that they would be saved. I've heard it a lot of times. I pray that God's will would be that He would save them. It says that He wants all to come to repentance. Didn't say some, didn't say a few. He said that all would come to repentance. But these verses here in Psalms 143, "Teach me to do Thy will, for Thou art my God." Teach me, Lord, to do Thy will. Now, have you ever thought about the prayer that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane? He said, "Father, if it be Thy will, let this cup pass from me." Why, before the Lord ever left the world, guess what? Before He ever left heaven, guess what? He knew what His destiny would be. He knew that He would have to go to the cross. But I'm going to contend that He had some human emotions like you and I do. Now I'm going to say today that God's not going to put us on a cross today, because we can't save anybody. But there's a lot of times in our life, and the Bible tells us that we are to take up our cross and follow the Lord. I believe in that. You know, sometimes God leads us to things that feel like the cross. Now, I've never been beat to where I was not acknowledgeable by anybody. But I've had times in my life where God has led me to do something and I sure didn't want to do it. It sure felt like a heavy burden that was weighing me down that I knew if I didn't do, that I would be in a whole lot of trouble. You know, Jesus could have said, "Come on, angels, and get me. And I'm done. I don't want anything to do with this group of people. They have rejected me. And then guess where we would be? We'd all be lost and on our way to a devil's hell. But I'm glad He went on to the cross. And I'm going to say today, I'm so glad that there have been people down through the ages of time, if you would read in Fox's Book of Martyrs and many other books, about the men of God who have taken their cross and they have suffered greatly for the things that they have been led to do. I'm going to say today that I'm thankful that somebody in the year 1840 decided or was led by the Lord, and the Lord led them to a little spot over in Simpson County, Kentucky, and started a church so that someday in 1993 that I would be born, and just a few years later there'd be a revival service held and a little boy named Taylor Gregory would get saved. Those people in 1840, they had no way of knowing what was going to happen, what was going to transpire years and years later. But guess what? When they followed the Lord helped them. People are still being saved through those efforts today. In 1972, somebody felt the leadership of the Lord to start this church. They felt that the Lord was leading them to this area. And guess what? They followed the Lord. And guess what? There have been people that have been saved through the efforts of this church. When it says, "Teach me to do Thy will, O Lord, for Thou art my God," we're students. I told you about the tour guides and the professors. Now, I've sat in some of these classes, and their job is to teach me what they know. When you go on these tours, the tour guide is supposed to tell you things about the stops that you're on. Maybe the things that you're looking at, the things that you see, they're supposed to impart some kind of wisdom that they have. Now, like I said, sometimes you get a good one, sometimes you get a horrible one. I'm going to say today that God is the best leader that there ever has been or there ever will be. He wrote the book on it. You've ever heard somebody say, "Well, He knows a lot about it. He wrote the book on it." He's the authority. God is our authority. So today, as we are in the hands of God, and I believe that we are, every single one of us, we are in the hands of God. Who better to lead us than the one who wrote the book on it? You know, if I'm going to learn something, I don't want to pick up something that is subpar. I want to be taught to the best of my ability. I want to learn everything I can about the subject that God has given me when He begins to let me study this Bible. When He gives me a subject, when He gives me Scriptures, I want to know everything. So as it is with life, when it says, "Teach me to do Thy will, O Lord." Lord, teach me to be a better follower of You. Teach me to follow You when You lead me. You know, those tour guides, they're trained. Should be. The one that comes to my mind is going through Mammoth Cave. There's sometimes you get mighty close to maybe falling off in a ravine or maybe falling off to a place where they couldn't get you very easily. But I'm convinced today that the leader that I have in God will never ever let me drop off to a place that I can't get out of. You know, I have heard this saying, if God brought you through it, He will see you through it. Now, I'm going to say that the words are not exactly like that in the Scriptures. I don't believe that it specifically says that. But I believe that the Lord leads us to things sometimes. I believe we have mountains in our way. You know, Paul, he had a thorn in his side. What did he say about it? He asked the Lord. He said, "Remove that thorn from my side. Remove the thing that ails me." And the Lord wouldn't do it. But guess what? Paul knew that God's grace was sufficient for him. I'm going to say today that sometimes we have a mountain in front of us and we think, "There's no way that I can get over this." As a church, maybe sometimes we get mountains and we think, "There is no way that we can get over this." But guess what? If God is our leader, He already knows the path. He already knows the way. I thought about Moses. And if the Lord will help us, we're going to turn over there. If we can find the Scriptures. And I want to read just a few scriptures here in Exodus in the 33rd chapter. And I will try to wind down here in just a moment if that'll be the Lord's help. I don't mean to worry anyone's patience this morning, but we certainly want to do what the Lord would have for us to do. I didn't get to preach last Sunday, and I don't mean to put it all out on you today if I can help it. I told somebody last week, it's been since June since I haven't preached on a Sunday. And then there's most of the time I'm preaching Sunday morning and Sunday nights now. So when you get in a routine, or and I hate to use that word, but when you get in a rhythm where you're preaching a lot, you really don't like to stop. You like to keep going, because I'm going to say, and I don't mean this like it sounds, maybe I do, it's almost like riding a bicycle. Once you learn, once you get on, it's easy to keep doing it. But I never want to get in a place where this is something that I don't want to do. I love trying to proclaim the Word of God. I can ride a bicycle pretty good. It's been a while since I've ridden one. I hope that if I got back on it, I could do it. I may fall off a few times, and maybe today you're all thinking, preacher, you have lost your ever-loving mind. None of this makes sense. And maybe it doesn't. I've had a lot of thoughts go through my head the last couple weeks of what I should preach. I thought we would have service last Sunday, and I had something, and I thought, Lord, I know that's going to be one of those where it's just going to have everybody in the church house shouting, and guess what? Didn't have service. Lord, show me, ha-ha, I showed you, guess what? Your way's not my way. And so I got what I deserved out of that, and I guess I've had to take this message and use it in my own life about the Lord leading me, and He has to be the one that leads. Exodus in the 33rd chapter, and it says in the 12th verse, and we know what Moses was facing. It says, and Moses said unto the Lord, see thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, shew me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto me, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known that therein I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. What humble thoughts these must have been for Moses. Why, he had been leading his people. He was trying to get his people. And guess what? He faced a mountain in front of him. If anybody's ever faced something, it was Moses. Moses had a lot of trials that he had to get through to get the children of Israel. Why, Pharaoh was not going to let them go until the Lord changed his mind. And it took a while for Pharaoh to change his mind. But guess what? God is very, very persuasive a lot of times. And Moses got the children of Israel. But I thought about these verses of Scripture. You know, Moses was probably pretty scared. Moses was probably thinking, Lord, you've chosen me to do this, but are you sure? Now, you all know, and I preached a sermon last year, and I still remember it because I'm a Gideon. And I have to throw the fleece out and ask the Lord, Lord, is this what you want? And He makes my fleece soaking wet. Sometimes I have to say, Lord, is this what you want? But if it's what you want, don't soak it. And I bring it back and it's as dry as it can be. I'm a Gideon. I like to make sure, I like to try those spirits. But guess what? Moses wanted the Lord to help him. And guess what? The best part, I guess, of all of this is I know thee by name. God knows every single one of us. He knows the path that we've been taking. He knows the path that we're going to be on. He knows everything that we've been through, and He knows everything we're going to go through. You know, we sometimes forget that God, or Jesus Himself, walked the face of this earth. And He faced trials. He faced tribulation. He faced things that you and I will never face. He's a God that we can approach because, guess what? He's the God that is leading us. I'm thankful this morning that the Lord leads me. I want to turn over and I want to read Psalms in the 23rd division as we close this morning. It's a very familiar psalm. It's one of the most beautiful psalms, I believe. It's just beautiful because of what David said. And David, we know, had a lot of trials and tribulations as well. Psalms in the 23rd division says this: "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The Lord is my shepherd this morning. It talks about the rod and thy staff, they comfort him. You know, David knew. David had done a lot of things that were contrary to the Lord's will. He knew that he was going to step off the path. We're going to. We're human. That's how we are. But he knew that the Lord had the rod and the staff that could correct him when he needed it. What a thought that is. I'm thankful for that this morning. The leader wrote the book. That's comforting, or it should be comforting to us. I'm going to contend today that every question that we have, there's an answer here. The Lord wrote the book on it. Precious things in here. I will say this also. Without the Spirit of God leading us reading this book, it is a dead letter. So when we go to the Lord in study and prayer, we need to have His Spirit guiding us. And guess what? That same Spirit that leads us in this book is the one that leads us through this life. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. The leader wrote the book. May God bless you is our prayer this morning. I hope and pray it has been something important to do. I feel like this morning, and I typically do not do this, but there's a song that I have to sing, and it's not one that I'm sure you all would know. I don't know that I've ever sang it here, but I